Hi guys, and welcome back to my podcast, Life as a Single Christian Mom. I want to welcome those joining me for the very first time. My name is Madeline, and during these podcasts, I'll be talking about just life experiences and things that have happened along the road of being a single Christian mom, and also giving advice on what this journey has looked like. So I'm so excited that you guys are joining me today, but I really wanted to talk about loving the unlovable. So y'all know what I mean, right? Though, like those people where you say in your mind, you're like, man, if I wasn't a Christian, if I wasn't a saved Christian, boy, I would da 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 da. You know, like that's what I'm talking about. So have you ever been in a position where you have to love someone who is being difficult, or even love someone when you know they don't want anything to do with you? Or how about loving people when they have hurt you? And because you know that we are called to love on people and be like Christ, like, it makes you think, like, I don't know, like for me, I think sometimes, what would Jesus do? If this was him right now in this situation, what would Jesus do? And every time I think about that, the first thing that comes to mind is he would love first. Like, yeah, Jesus would love first. He's not going to criticize, judge, say anything. He's just going to love. Like, think about it when we go running to him about things that we have. He's not saying, whoa, wait a minute. No, he's there, ready to love on you. So, yeah, I've been in all those different scenarios. And, you know, I'll be honest, like, I still deal with that. You know, loving on people who don't want my love. You know, for whatever reason. And like, guys, walking this walk with Christ isn't easy. And being a mom, a single mom, it's not easy. Maybe like the difficulty, like where you're trying to love someone, maybe it's your ex or even family members. And like, I don't know about y'all, but I'm gonna keep it real. Like, the old Maddie was so quick to cut people off. And like, I don't wanna hear your excuse. I don't wanna hear why you did it. I don't care. I don't wanna know. Snip, 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 snip. You're out of my life. Block, delete, move on. You know? And with this walk, I've learned I can't do that. Like, I just can't. I have to give people chances. Even those people who, A, haven't apologized. B, probably won't ever apologize. And C, what if I was the one who caused the issue? You know? So, and when I say love, guys, I am not talking about that fake love. We're like, yeah, I love you. Like, no, like genuinely being truthful and be like, yo, I love you. And it's okay. You don't have to get it. You can call me crazy, whatever. I love you. You know, because I don't know. Like, for me, I feel like there's different levels of love. So people kind of get like freaked out when you say that. Like, the way... this is the thing that I see. The way that I love Jesus is not the way that I love on people, if that makes sense. The way that I love my parents is not the way that I love my kids. The way that I love my kids is not the way that I love my friends. So you guys get what I'm saying? So I feel like there's different types of love. You know, there's different ways of loving people. It's not, and when people think of love, they automatically assume that romantic, passionate love, like, you know, I love you. No, no, it's okay. Like, love me like your sister love, you know, like your sister be getting on your nerves, but she's still your sister. Your brother be driving you crazy, but guess what? That's still your brother. Your children drive you insane, and guess what? You're still gonna love on them, no matter their flaws. You know, and I don't know, but I think about it, like, I have a father in heaven, God, you know, who loves me even when I'm not my nicest. And he never tells me, come back later. I'm too busy for you. Like, no, God is always with his arms open no matter what. You know, and like, as I'm speaking to you ladies, like, I'm thinking about verse in Matthew 7:13, where it says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. And that's Matthew 7:13. And ladies, that verse is powerful. Think about it. We are all at free will. We get to choose how we get to respond to people and how we love on people, even when they might not earn it. But it's like, I don't want to be in heaven, or get to heaven, I should say, and when I'm in front of God, he says, well, my daughter, you didn't do this, this, and this, and this, and this. Be gone. I'm going to be... I don't know what that's going to do to me, but I'm speechless even thinking about it, you know? I want to be in front of God and he say, well done, my daughter. You know? And I say that verse because it's like, we are all at free will, meaning you get to decide every day when you wake up, no matter how I get treated, I'm still going to be kind. No matter what they say, I'm not going to be petty. You know, like, this is a perfect example. Your ex probably saying the meanest things to you, probably calling you names through text messages, probably being whatever. And you're still choosing not to talk bad about him in front of your kids. You're still choosing to love on him because he is the father of your kids. You're still choosing to be the bigger person and being that woman that you are, and not letting him move on, change your relationship. Because, okay, so like I told you guys, my ex and I don't have a bad relationship, and I truly feel that's because I let God work in my heart. And I don't know what his relationship with God is. You know, I don't know that. We don't talk. If it's not about the kids, we're not talking. You know, I'll be honest with y'all, you know. But when he moved on, I had two choices. I had two. I'm still going to love this man and still let him have his time with the boys no matter what. Or I'm going to be petty. Because now he moved on and I didn't. Like, think about that. And I'm not here to call anybody out. I'm here to love on y'all. I'm here to give you advice. I'm here to let you know how I did it and why I'm in the position that I am now in my life. And that's because I truly said, God, I wanna be the best person that I can be. And let's take away any titles that we're putting up, like, let's take away the word Christian. Let's take away the word single mom. Let's take away all those things. But just use your name. I want to be the best Madeline I know that I can be. I want to be that. That when I go to sleep at night, I know that I, Madeline, did everything I can. You know? And that, like, really puts things in perspective for me. Like, who are you trying to be, girl? Like, who do you want to be? Who do you want to be remembered for? Like, you know, all those things. Like, when I want, when people think of me, they'll be like, yo, she's nice, she's mad, like, cool, you know, she's super loving, like, and you know, people are gonna say what they want to say about you regardless. So it's like, it's difficult to break that down, but you guys get what I'm saying, right? Hopefully. We also have to remember that sometimes it isn't about us. We don't know the battles that people are silently fighting, walking in. We don't know what's going on in their hearts. And me personally, knowing that I'm a Christian, that I know of the word, because this is the thing, when you don't know of the word, who am I to judge you? Because, and I'm not saying that I'm judging anybody, so don't get it twisted, but who am I to say anything when I don't know, you know, I don't know the word, you know? But now as a Christian that I know the word, it's like, come on, girl, do better. Be better. You know better. You know, it's like when you tell your kids, you know, put down the toilet seat. I have two boys, y'all. So both, obviously, Aiden is potty trained and Adrian is two. But, you know, we're getting, they're getting better with putting down that toilet seat, you know. And I'll tell them, like, you know, put down that seat. You know, wash your hands. When they didn't know, when we were in the stages of potty training, they didn't know how to do that. So how can I get mad at them? But now that they know, I have to speak to them in love and say, baby boy, did you wash your hands? Like, they know better. So that's like the same thing. Like, we know the word. When we didn't know the word, when we weren't reading the Bible, when we were doing all those things out and about, we didn't know any better. But now that we know better, it's up to us. You know? And I don't know, just like, just think about it. Like, there's so many things going on right now in the world. So many, and it's crazy. Like, and I know that some of y'all are like, yo, this girl is crazy. Like, no, there's no way that I'm gonna be able to forgive my ex. He cheated on me, he did this, he did that. Like, I get it, babe. I get it. Listen, I'm gonna keep it always real with y'all. I was 4 months postpartum when my ex and I, like, called it quits. Well, let's just say he threw up the peace sign and was like, I'm out. And it's okay, ladies. But I was in our townhouse at the time, and I had to literally pack up the entire house by myself. And Aiden at the time was 4:25. Yeah, 4:25. So Aiden was 4 and Adrian was 4 months old. And I had to pack up the entire house. Mind you, I was breastfeeding too. So when I tell you the relationship, like, with my ex and I has not always been perfect, but I chose not to hold on to those things. I chose to love. I love him because, guess what? At the end of the day, that is who God allowed me to have a child with. You know? That is who my boys call dad. And that is why I firmly believe with God's, you know, love and mercy, that the reason that we are today. And not only that, let me add in, ladies, that he has a new girlfriend, and I am so thankful for her because she is the best bonus mom in the entire world. And I truly feel like God blesses them daily, obviously, you know, but, you know, just so much love that is there, because I'm choosing every single time not to look at the past hurts and focus on loving. And mind you, 4 years ago, like I said, I wasn't in the word, so I didn't know about not, you know, like loving and all this stuff. I didn't know about all that. But I knew in my heart that holding on to petty was gonna ruin me. It was gonna damage me. So why would I wanna hold on to that? So I don't know who that mess. So someone needs to hear that message. That's all I'm gonna say. Somebody needs to hear that. Baby girl, let go of the pettiness. Let go of the pettiness with your ex. Cause he moved on. So what? God has somebody for you too, baby. You know, like, you got to think that, you got to believe that, you got to understand that the love that God has for us, the love that we feel, the peace that we feel, is so much more greater than what the world has to offer. So think about it. If we experience God's love, why can't we share that with other people? Even when we think that they don't deserve it, even when we know that we've been hurt. So we have choices to make. Are we gonna love or are we not? So I just want you guys to think about that, you know, to really loving the unlovable when they've hurt you, when they've done you dirty, when, you know, when you really want to be petty and you know that you're better than that. And it's like loving people when they say they need their space, loving people when, you know, just the list can go on and on and on. You know, so I really want you guys to think about that. Like, think about it. Like, where can you change that? Because I've had to do it. I've had to say, where can I change? What am I gonna let hold me down? And I don't want anything holding me down. I don't want to have restless nights of sleep. I don't want that. I don't want to be bitter. I don't want that. Like, who wants to walk around like that? You know, who wants to walk around mad? Not me. Again, we are all at free will, so we have a choice. And I feel because we are Christians, we have a bigger responsibility to, you know, distribute that love, to distribute peace, to distribute, to be the peacemakers here, you know? To do what is right. Because again, what would Jesus do? How would he respond? You know, and the thing is too that, like, I feel like the enemy has already robbed so much, you know, and why am I going to give him another thing to take? No, I'm taking those keys, baby. Like, you're not stealing. You're not stealing anything else from this day forward, you know? So just think about that. Like, what are you going to give power to? What are you going to hold on to? What are you going to let go? And I know that it's not easy because, again, we have all different walks of life. We've all been down different roads. We've all experienced different things. But one thing is for certain, we all serve the same God. You know, we all have the same Father in heaven. And we're all connected, you know? So I just want you guys to think about that. All right, ladies, I am going to wrap this up. And I just really want to thank all of you for listening and tuning in. I appreciate all of you. And I hope you all have a blessed week. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please subscribe and send this to anyone who you may feel needs to hear this. and for more of the daily dose of my life, and also see my two beautiful little boys, follow me on Instagram, and to see the face behind the voice, follow me on IG, which is life_with_Maddie. Thank you guys, and stay blessed.